Parental advisory warning. This program contains murder! This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we got new music from Deluge, Killer Be Killed, lots of others. Yes, lots of music coming up this week. We're counting down. We're almost done. We're almost finished. Vinland Radio's almost finished. We're almost at episode 666. The last episode of Vinland Radio. That being said, got a couple of things to announce. Recording this show early because my bachelor party's tonight. It's being thrown by my best man, Dr. Gore. So I don't think I'm going to be in any shape to do the show tomorrow. So we're recording this a little bit early. And that being said, the wedding is actually next week. So we're going to go dark next week. We're going to skip an episode. But then we're going to come back and we're going to have a couple of very special episodes to end out our run of Vinland Radio. I think it's going to be a bit of fun. But this is a regular week. So let's get to some music, shall we? Fates Warning are back with a brand new album. It's called Long Good Night. It's out right now via Metal Blade Records, so let's just hear something off it, shall we? This track is called Shuttered World. Brand new music from Fates Warning right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back. Some new music right there, courtesy of Deluge and their new album, Ego Tempolo. We heard the track Obera. I think I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but before that, some more new music, courtesy of brand new symphonic metal band called Swarma. And the album is called Light Within. This is a band that's actually featuring Henry Johansson of Tear on guitars on that one. Some really cool stuff. Yeah, like I said, the album is called The Light Within. It's out right now via Metal Blade Records. And we heard the track Reveal The Light Within.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Italy's Dark Quarter. This group has been making killer progressive metal since the mid-80s. They just released their new album, Pompeii. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to darkquarter.bandcamp.com. So let's get some music, shall we? This track is called Welcome to the Day of Death, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Dark Quarter.
Do you? the doctor.
He's dead.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Gore here. And this week, not only are we going to hear a brand new track from one of my favorite bands, but at the time of recording, I'm getting my place set up for a King's bachelor party and the debauchery that will follow. Our fearless leader here at Vinland Radio is getting married to a great woman, so I want everyone listening to send him and the new missus some love. All right, back to the music, though. System of a Down released two brand new songs this week, and they are the first new song since their Hypnotized, Mesmerized double album in 2005. I am so stoked to hear new music from the guys, and I am super surprised that they were able to keep it such a secret. Anyways, here is some brand new music from System of a Down. This is Genocidal Humanoids, right here on Vinland Radio.
This regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. German progressive Titans Obscura have recruited award-winning producer Frederick Nordstrom for their upcoming sixth full-length album. The band booked the famous Freeman Studios, located in Gothenburg, Sweden, to begin recording the follow-up to 2018's Diluvium for a 2021 release via Nuclear Blast. Metal brothers Saskis and Themis Tolis, from the Greek metal legends Rotting Christ, have been bestowed the immortal honor of having a newly discovered fossil species named after them. Two researchers from the Natural History Museum in Luxembourg, Dr. Ben Thoy and Dr. Leah Nunberg, recently found new brittle star species and decided to name it Brazacanthian Tolis, in honor of the Tolis brothers. So yeah, I don't know, that's insane and cool. I don't know. Okay, Hate Eternal has released an entirely instrumental version of their 2018 album, Upon Desolate Sands. You can get that over at Hate Eternal's Bandcamp right now. A 23-year-old black metal fan was sentenced this past Monday, November 2nd, in the West District of Louisiana to 300 months imprisonment, followed by 3 years of supervised release for intentionally setting fire to three African-American Baptist churches because of the religious characteristics of those buildings. And according to the Daily Beast, a Facebook page that appeared to belong to Matthews showed that he was active in the pagan and black metal scenes and was very into Varg Vikernes. So, yeah, take that as you will. Okay, to end the news off this week. Short news. Deep Purple keyboardist Don Airey has revealed that he played bass on Judas Priest's Painkiller album. Now, it was previously reported that Airey had laid down some keyboards on Painkiller songs like Touch of Evil and Living Bad Dreams, but it's never been publicly discussed the fact that he also contributed bass tracks to the 1990 LP. Now, according to Airey, Priest drummer Scott Travis has spilled the beans about Don also playing bass on the record. All the bass parts are me playing on a mini Moog. A Moog bass synthesizer on the whole album, and Priest bassist Ian Hill has also some of his bass mixed in there in parts as well. Kind of mind-blowing news, which probably one of my favorite albums of all time. Would have no idea that any of that bass was done on a synth. Don't know why that was a choice, but yeah, love to hear some more information on that one. Okay, speaking of Painkiller, let's hear something off Painkiller. This is Hell Patrol, Judas Priest, right here on Vinland Radio.
Like
Welcome back for another episode of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore. And this week we are going to continue our countdown to episode 666 and hear from Swedish gore grinders Regurgitate with a song off their Hate-Filled Vengeance EP. Regurgitate was around from 1998 to 2009 and left us with four full-length albums, a bunch of splits, like 20 or 25 of them, and a few other EPs and compilations. I've always been a big fan of Regurgitate and their hilarious song titles, so let's get right to it. Off of Hate-Filled Vengeance, this is Regurgitate with 666 Casualties. As we inch closer to episode 666, Regurgitate, right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back.
track of death metal right there, courtesy of the UK's Cult Burial and their debut album, Cult Burial. And what track did we hear off that one? We heard Abyss. Hey guys, like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio. Like I say, absolutely every single week. It is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca. Or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, keep the new music rolling, shall we? Kill or Be Killed. It's a band featuring Tony Sanders from Mastodon and Max Cavalera of all those things. Max Kilmer, he's a legend. I don't need to say what he's saying. I just blanked on Soulfly. That's why I did that. I got a new album coming out. It's called Reluctant Hero. It's going to be out on November 20th, and we got a brand new single right here to play for you guys. It's called Inner Calm from Outer Storms. Brand new music from Kill Be Killed right here on Vinland Radio.
We'll be right back.
Some death metal right there, courtesy of Toledo, Ohio's Hanging Fortress, and their new album, Darkness Devours. And we heard the track Stab Wounds. Before that, some more new music, courtesy of Halifax, Nova Scotia's Ancient Thrones, and their debut full-length album, The Veil. And we heard the track The Millionth Grave. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. I'd also like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we're going to end it off with a cover. But like I mentioned first, we're going to go dark next week. No new episode next week. I'm getting married. I need some time to get married. So we're going to go dark next week. And then we'll be back for the last couple of episodes of Vinland Radio ever. So, we're going to end it off with a cover. I'm actually going to go from this new Volume 4 redo that came out there a couple of weeks ago. It's Black Sabbath's Volume 4, and all covers by some killer bands. And the track we're going to hear is The Obsessed, taking on the Sabbath classic, Tomorrow's Dream. Until next week, guys. See ya.